All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
This video is sponsored by Casetify. We have a brand new type of case to show you today, and it's actually pretty genius. The Impact Ring Stand. You can adjust the kickstand that's built into the ring up to 150 degrees to get that perfect angle. I am always watching something while I'm getting ready to film. It's great for following along to a warm-up before I go running, and absolutely perfect so I don't have to hold my phone to watch ASMR in bed. Casetify's Impact Case has a 6.6-foot drop protection, has MagSafe compatible options, and is made out of 65% recycled and plant-based materials. Of course, I don't have to tell you that Casetify cases come in so many different prints. So if you'd like to check it out, go to casetify.com/GB. Thank you again, Casetify, so much for sponsoring tonight's video. And thank you so much for watching.
Hello. Thank you so much for coming into our lab today. You're going to be undergoing several tests. They may feel very random and disjointed. There are quite a few studies going on that we're going to be gathering information from. It also is going to depend on your demographic and what we need. So, I do want to let you know that I'll be explaining each test before and as it happens. You can stop or skip any test at any time. So, could I get your name, please? And did you sign up online? Okay. Your age? Okay. And any allergies? Okay. Perfect. What is a good contact number for any results or information about the studies that you may be participating in? Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Awesome. The first test has to do with two items that I'm going to show you. This is the first item. I'm going to tap on it and bring it close to your eyes and your ears so you can examine it without touching. Do you know what this object is? What it may be used for? And do you think you know what material this object is made out of? This object, and I'm going to very gently glide it across all the parts on top of your head scalp. I want you to close your eyes, and as I'm moving this object over your head, I want you to let me know if there are any places that you can't feel this item. Additionally, if you notice that any areas are very different in sensation. So maybe you can feel it, but maybe it is more sensitive or more intense, or less sensitive, less intense, but you can still feel a little bit. Let me know. Okay. ready. You can close your eyes to better feel it rather than go by looking at where my hands are. You felt that? Good. I will keep going then. How was that side? Were there any differences in sensation? Okay, close your eyes again. Loss of feeling, hypersensitivity. Great. Next, I'm going to show you the second item that is part of this test. Here it is. Once again, I'm going to bring this close to your eyes and ears, and I'm going to tap on it and handle it so you can get a sense of its properties without actually touching it. Do you have a guess as to what this item is or what it may be used for? Material this part is made of? And how about this part? Very good. Okay. I'm going to be doing the same motions around your head, and I want you to report back to me the same kind of sensation differences, or if you can't feel it at all. Okay? Great. Ready? You can close your eyes. Did you feel that? Great. Then I will go ahead and continue. Any differences in sensation on that side? Okay. Then keep your eyes closed and we'll go to the other. Any differences in sensation? Okay. The next part of this test is going to require you to close your eyes. I want you to remember the physical feeling of both of the items as well as the sound that they were making. So I'm going to be tapping on and handling one of the objects in your ears, and I would like you to tell me whether it was object one or object two. Okay. Go ahead and close your eyes. What object was that? Good. Okay. Keep your eyes closed. And what object was that? Good. We're going to do that two more times. Keep your eyes closed. Which object was that? Okay. And once more. What object was that? Very good. Okay. So, the final part of this test is a movement down one of the sides of your head, and if you can let me know which tool I'm using, that would be fantastic. Okay, keep your eyes closed. Do you have a guess? Very good. How about that one? Nice. And now I'm going to do both at one time. I want you to tell me which tool is on which side of your head. What tool is on that side of your head? And this side? Very good. Great. Okay. That concludes test number one. Well done. Once again, if you need a break or anything, let me know. Otherwise, we can move on to test number two. And for you, that would be the squares and spoons test. Very good. Okay. For this one, there will be a few parts to that as well. And we are going to do the taste identification. That should be part of the test, if that's okay with you. Perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and get my squares out. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And as I hold these up to you, I'm going to ask you a few questions about them. Here is square number one. Could you tell me the color of this square? And when you hear me scratch square number one, what texture do you think this is? Okay. Next is square number two. What color is this square? And when I tap and scratch on this square, what texture do you think it is? Good. Number three. What color is this square? And as I tap and scratch on it, what texture do you think it is? Good. Number four. square number 4. What color is it? And what kind of texture would you say that this square has? Number 5. What color is square number 5? And as I tap and scratch it, what texture would you say that it has? Finally, we do have one more, square number 6. And what color would you say square number 6 is? Okay. And if you could tell me what texture you think square number 6 has, what would you say? Now, of those 6 squares, did any of the squares have the same texture as another square? And what squares were those? Okay. Great. Next, I want you to give each square a taste. They are edible. And what I'm going to do is get a little bit for you on a spoon and have you taste. Okay, great. Does that taste remind you of anything? In mind. We're just going to go in order. So next we'll be doing square number 2. Get a little bit on a spoon for you. And give it a taste. Is that reminiscent of anything? One a little taste. Is that flavor anything you're familiar with? Okay. Number 4. This one here. Just the little bit on the spoon here. Give this a taste. Do you know that flavor? Number 5. Just a little bit. Taste here. Yes, a taste of that? Okay, great. Last one. Give that a taste. Okay. All right. Did you have a favorite flavor? And did you have a least favorite flavor? Right. Okay.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
I'm going to have you close your eyes, and I'm going to give you a few flavors. I want you to tell me which one is green. You're looking for the green flavor. Close your eyes. And taste. Good. Next one. You just tasted, which one was green? It was the last one. Okay, great. Okay, and then next I'm going to have you try three flavors again, but I'm not going to ask you, I'm not going to tell you which color I'm going to ask about. I just want you to taste all three, and then I'll ask you about one of them. Flavor number one. And taste. Flavor two. Taste. Flavor three. Taste. Okay. You can open your eyes. What was the second flavor I gave you? Did you recognize it? Okay. Did you taste the red flavor in that group? And did you taste the green flavor in that group? Wonderful. Thank you so much. That concludes test number two. Okay. All right. So, I have a few more tests for you. Two of them are shorter visual tests. And we can start with those, or we can do the jar test first. We can do the jars, sure. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and pull a table in. All right. So this is the jar test. Now I am a little bit farther away from you, so if you need me to speak up, just let me know at any time. I have four jars here, and each jar has something different inside. I'm going to show you each one, and you'll actually be able to get a little bit of a closer look. First, we have this jar here, Now, this is full of googly eyes. Next, we have our second jar. And this is full of lentils. Jar number three. Has a fluffy scrunchie inside. And finally, jar number four is filled with plastic or rubber macaron. Of a closer look at each jar, but I don't want you to pick any of the jars up, okay? We can move the jars sideways. And you can let me know which jar you might want to see more close up. If you'd like to take the lid off, you can. Otherwise, just take a look. Okay. Any other jar? This one again. Okay. We'll take the lid off. That one? Okay. Gonna take a look. Okay. Are you ready for me to ask you to do a small task? Great. I would like you to let me know which of these jars is the least full and the most full, and put the other two in order. So we want to go from least full to the next, and finally the most full jar. The least full would be on this side. Okay. This one next. Are you happy with this order? Okay, great. Now, the next test is putting these jars in order from which one you think weighs the least to which one you think weighs the most. All of the jars have the exact same weight. It would just depend on the contents inside. I'll let you take a look. And which one do you think weighs the least? Okay. And then which one do you think would be the second in that line? Okay. And then number three, meaning the one that you think is the heaviest jar, is that one. Okay. Wonderful. Right. Now, when I put them in this order, how would you give them a category? From most to least? Okay. Great. Perfect. That is everything I wanted to ask you about these jars. Well done. All right. Absolutely, I can let you know. So, the jars all had different weights. None of them were the same. The jar with the scrunchie in it was the lightest at 9 grams. The next lightest was the googly eyes at 14 grams. Then the next lightest were the toy macarons at 26 grams. And finally, our heaviest jar was the lentils at 89 grams. Okay. We get various answers and guesses. So the last two tests are some short visual tests, very brief, but possibly my favorite to test. So this first test is going to deal with colored lights. I am going to show you this light here. This part here is going to change color. And all I need you to do is let me know when it changes color and what color it changed to. That's it. Okay, great. So go ahead and look at the light. And what color is it to begin with for you? What color is that? Okay. And then just let me know when the color changes. Good. And what color did it change to? Okay. Great. And the color? Okay. I'm going to start moving it slowly up and down. Ready? Okay. You can follow it. You don't have to look at it. Just let me know when it changes. Right there, turned to which color? Okay. Changed again. What color? Perfect. What color is that? Okay. Good. And if I hold it back here? Good. Good. do want you to visually follow these. I'm going to show you two strips. They have a little bit of texture on both of them, and they're different colors. This is strip number one, and this is strip number two. I'm going to start moving each strip slowly around your peripherals and your vision. I want you to start following one of the strips whenever you feel like it. And once you've picked the strip that you would like to follow, I'd ask that you visually track that and do not switch to looking at the other strip. Try not to move your head, but just move your eyes, following whichever one you chose. Following. Good. Keep following. Just with your eyes. Don't look at the other one. Wonderful. Okay. You can stop tracking. We're going to do the exact same thing with two different strips, ones you haven't seen before. Here they are. This is strip number one, and this is strip number two. Now, I want you to follow strip number two this time. Go ahead and look at strip number two. I'm going to start moving them. Visually track strip number two with your eyes. Don't move your head if you can help it. Good. Good. Keep following it. Great. Great. Good job. Now I want you to follow strip number one. Look at strip number one. Don't look at two anymore. Just follow strip number one. Good. Great. Okay. Very last thing. I'm going to show you the first two strips that you saw again. Ready? I want you to visually track the one you did not pick the first time. Ready? Let's go. Good. Just follow with your eyes. And done. That was great. Thank you so much. Okay. Those are all of my tests for you today. You were a wonderful test subject. I can't thank you enough for your cooperation and your contributions. Absolutely. We will contact you again if we have any more studies. Thank you so much for coming in. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for relaxing with me. If you are not a YouTube Premium member, remember to turn down your volume or turn off your device now to avoid potential post-video ads. Sleep well.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.